Chapter 5. The Paper Boy. My parents were not religious in the accepted sense. However, their theology was unmistakable, as they religiously consumed selected sections of the Sydney Morning Herald, the preferred broadsheet of 1950s Sydney intelligentsia, and the group my parents considered they belonged to. 7 days a week, the Herald, rolled up and secured with a rubber band, would thunk down somewhere in our garden, often before the household had arisen. I was 7 years old, and during the week I was always awake early. I would lie in bed savoring the early morning stillness, whilst mentally reviewing my checklist in preparation for the school day ahead. Homework done, tick, school books packed, tick, bus fare and lunch money safe, tick, uniform ironed and black school shoes polished, tick. All the while listening for the familiar thunk. However, on Saturday and Sunday it was different. Waking early and whilst the neighborhood slept, I would dress, tiptoe down our narrow staircase to the hallway below, silently open the front door, and sit myself down on the sandstone step facing the front gate, in readiness for the paper delivery. The paper boys were a mixed bag of enterprising young fellows, eager to test the waters of paid work by delivering papers before and after school, the experience often their first taste of financial independence. One paper boy became a regular, though his name is now lost in the mists of time. We began acknowledging each other over the fence and, after a while, I plucked up the courage to ask if I could accompany him on the remainder of his delivery round. To my delight, he agreed. What possessed me to ask? Boredom? Loneliness? The belief that weekends beyond my front gate had to be more exciting than my life as an only child, living in the northern suburbs of Sydney? And it was. I would bounce out of bed early on the weekends, dress and be outside the front door, eagerly awaiting the paper boy's arrival. As he tossed the paper over our front fence, I opened the front gate. The gate represented the dividing line between my sheltered familial world and the wider one. I quietly closed it behind me as I stepped out into the freedom that our early morning routine offered, and together we continued his paper round. As we walked, we would chat about things of interest to prepubescents. Our conversation was punctuated with the intermittent thunks, as rolled up papers hit the ground in front yards as we processed. When all the papers were delivered, we would say goodbye. I headed home for breakfast and he proceeded back to the news agency to confirm that all his papers had been safely delivered. As our friendship continued, some mornings I would walk up Ben Boyd Road to meet him at the news agency, that was located near the corner of Phillips Street. I stood to one side watching, captivated by the bustle of activity created as the paper boys took charge of the papers and magazines for their individual rounds. I have no idea what the newsagent or the other paper boys thought of our arrangement, and nothing was ever said. One morning, with the deliveries complete, the paper boy asked if I would like to see a huge tree growing down in the bush, not far from my home. I eagerly accepted his invitation as my outdoor play to this point had been restricted to my front or backyard or the yards of our neighbors. My adventurous spirit soared. I was super excited at the prospect of something new. We headed along Auburn Street, turned left down into Spruzen Street, where we stepped off the bitumen to enter the shady coolness of the bush. The paper boy took the lead, as we made our way along the winding track that led to an imposing old sycamore tree. I spent some time wandering around the base of the tree, taking it all in. The unkempt wildness surrounding us was in sharp contrast to the manicured lawns and hedges of my domestic environment. As I stood under the sycamore's overarching leafy canopy, a sense of reassurance and comfort swept over me, and I felt safe. Thereafter, this patch of bush became a favorite haunt. As well as providing solitude and a welcome escape from my family, it was a great source of greenery for the grandiose summer flower arrangements I occasionally created in our living room fireplace. Early one summer morning, the customary tranquility of the bush was shattered. The air was filled with the piercing sounds of hundreds and hundreds of shrill, recently hatched cicada nymphs, slowly making their way upwards to the safety of the sycamore's expansive canopy. The waves of sound were hypnotic. To my surprise, the paperboy knew the names of each cicada variety, and when I asked, he shared them with me. On that day, they were mostly greengrocers and a few highly prized black princes climbing the tree, and I could not resist taking one of each home for closer inspection. Sadly, some months later the halcyon days of accompanying the paperboy on his morning deliveries came to an end, but I don't remember why. Maybe the paperboy quit? Maybe my parents intervened or cancelled their delivery? Looking back down the tunnel of time, I'm grateful my parents had the Sydney Morning Herald delivered, thereby creating the circumstances for my companionable adventures with the paperboy. On reflection, I have no idea why the nameless paperboy was prepared to have me tag along on his rounds, nor did it occur to me to ask. Maybe he too sought companionship? In hindsight, I am very grateful. This young fellow unwittingly gave me an hour or so of untroubled freedom and the opportunity to briefly escape the escalating familial tensions at home. As I write this, I wonder if the paperboy was a substitute for my brother, who was 12 years older than me. He left home to join the Australian Army when I was 5 years old and didn't return. With the gift of hindsight, it is possible that my friendship with the paperboy was an unconscious attempt to replace my older sibling. And for the record, at no time did the paperboy behave inappropriately. Our outings were completely innocent, and I wonder if parents with young children today would approve? We seemed to be freer then, and safer, or was I just lucky? Cicadas remain a constant reminder of my childhood. Facts. In 1955, the Sydney Morning Herald was printed and circulated Monday through Saturday. On Sunday, it was replaced with the Sun Herald. Both papers were Fairfax publications.